The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, October 6, 2024, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. If you are searching for a clear, unbiased, science-based view of how to slow your aging, decrease illness, lose weight, maintain fitness, and optimize your nutrition, all with a hint of humor, Vital Health Radio may be your home base. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutritional World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is the PhD of the Waffle House in East Ridge. Only that one is Clint Powell.
How you doing, sir?
I am well as I can possibly be because I slept well, and that always helps everything. How's
good.
Your sleep?
How are you doing, sir?
Okay. Answered that question pretty quickly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Well, the question is, did you get your Whoop watch?
No.
Okay.
No, that's
so
not
everything's
yet.
Falling apart.
Well, they send me the same stuff. You know, I've done this with them twice. They're like, can you send us a picture of where you're wearing it? And I said, no. And they would respond back, well, we can't help you. I said, you've got a picture from a month ago I sent you. I said, and I've explained to you that it's exactly where it was the first year I've worn this thing. It's in the same place. I've readjusted it per your videos on your website. Mm-hmm. So how about you figure it out on your end since I've done my stuff, since I pay it monthly?
And that, we'll see. And that watch is the same as, similar to my Aura, O-U-R-A.
Yeah. And just the only reason I got this instead of the Aura ring, which I loved, is I can't hit the heavy bag with the Aura ring. And so that was it.
I know. And I hate taking rings off and on. I'm like you.
You can't burn your calories. You can't track my calories. That's one of the reasons it frustrated me. I can't track my calories to heart rate or nothing like that. If I wear this, it keeps track of my activity.
Well, right before I came over here, I saw really bad news on my email. Aura number 4 just came out.
Why is that bad?
Because I will want to buy it.
Oh.
And this one's only 6 months old that I have.
Hmm.
So not good, but I love new features. Hey.
Yes, sir.
Last week, great show. Marlene from Be Well Labs had many comments, actually, about the blood work.
Good.
And how beneficial and how people didn't realize you can do walk-in blood work on Tuesday, Thursday, last Friday of the month at Nutrition World. And it is life-saving. I sometimes just wonder how many people could add years to their life and life to their years by getting the right blood work and having someone talk about it.
Mm.
And then also, Katie did on our new app, Nutrition World's new app. Go to the App Store, download Nutrition World's app. She did a wonderful video, Superior Way to Start Your Health, and it was fantastic.
I hate to say this. The app is really good. We gave you a lot of grief internally because you just kind of did it without asking anybody that you're supposed to have checks and balances like the Constitution. You know, you got the different branches of government that are supposed to keep the executive branch from just going to do, you know, blow up stuff.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And you blew up stuff and actually fell back into place. And so now I've downloaded the app and I get these notifications about things and it's very an event.
I don't.
Or the new video. I can't, it's your app. I can't fix it, Ed.
Oh, okay.
Way to go. You screwed it up. Way to go.
So I encourage everyone. It's just a little pill, little white pill.
It looks like a little white pill is the logo. Nutrition World app in your Play Store.
Do you know much about Weston A. Price organization? Weston A. Price?
I absolutely do not.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
You caught me both ways there.
I did. That's
okay.
I'm a conundrum. Go ahead.
This was a dentist. I think in the 30s, Weston Price was so somehow connected to the connection between food, nutrition, and the health of the human body. What he was saying, and this doesn't happen in 99% of all practitioners, but he had an epiphany when he kept seeing children who had poor teeth, and then he would ask enough questions to realize they had poor health.
Mm.
Because most of the time, medical people separate our bodies into separate parts like you would a carburetor and a tire of a car. Well, he went on a journey He obviously had made a lot of money, and he spent many, many years traveling the world and compiled over 10,000 photos of children's mouths.
Wow.
But what he did with that is he'd get a history of what they ate in these different regions of the world, and also evaluated their physical health. Well, he came up with these absolute golden rules for health. The biggest one is vitamin A and vitamin D from cod liver oil. He's noticed that the kids who did that were always healthier. But the bigger was the fact that clean foods and fatty foods that are healthy. But I still have his book. It's one of the classics. Well, the Weston A. Price organization here in Chattanooga, I just talked to the lady yesterday. She came in, and we are going to be partnering with them. And I loved what this person said. She said, mothers have lost their way in this country. And that is so accurate, because the amount of propaganda and fear that pediatricians and baby food and formula companies will put on to this new mother, they know they're the most susceptible people there are, other than perhaps the few, the many of us right when COVID started, we were susceptible because we didn't know. Well, it is people like Weston A. Price are just, to me, a wonderful group, because they're going to help promote education on this whole topic. So look for more of that as the time goes on. Have you ever eaten at the Cookie Jar restaurant in near Dunlap?
Yes.
Went back over there. It burned down.
Yep.
Went back last weekend, and amazing desserts. There is no doubt. No one makes desserts like that.
Yeah.
I will say that the meat and three was average. It wasn't anything spectacular.
Me and my girlfriend went there a couple months ago, back maybe in the early, well, maybe more than that, maybe late spring, early summer last year. And it was good food. It was good food.
Just good, basic food.
It was good food. Yeah. Now, if I'm driving just for the food, I think I go to stuff like that, because you've got 45 minutes in the car. You've got the beautiful views. Yeah. You can kind of relax. If you want to go sightseeing after that, well, like the fall colors, it's more than, I'm not going to drive there just to eat, though.
No. I wanted to one time because I had not been there many years.
I've been there a couple of times, yeah.
I used to go there. When I would bow hunt up in that area, I would go there every single Tuesday for about 20 years.
Hmm.
I talk about Seed Oil Scout. That's an app that monitors restaurants that are using either the very, very, very unhealthy, what we call seed oils, vegetable oils, canola oils, peanut oils, all those in high amounts are devastating to the cardiovascular tract.
Excuse me.
Creates disease that is now being documented by many, many studies. Dr. Saladino is one of the big proponents of please quit eating a lot of seed oils. It takes 7 years for that to get out of your body. And none of us realized that till about 7 years ago, actually.
Right.
So my fuel tank should be empty since I've been a good boy for about 7 years. Probably not. But I'd say I'd reduced it by 90%. I did. But the Seed Oil Scout rates restaurants. This one I looked up 1 hour ago before I came here. Absolutely thrilled to death. And this is one of the best kept secrets in this town for a restaurant that actually truly cares about ingredients and quality and understands the value of nutrition.
Give me the first letter of the restaurant.
A.
Oh, not a. No, I don't know.
Acropolis.
Oh, that's what I was.
Acropolis.
Think of it.
Betty
no sleep.
Owns it still, and she works hard. Her son, great family operation. I eat there every single Monday night, almost exclusively. And it says on there, I loved it. Seed Oil Scout said in big letters, "Dine happily." Breadbasket, dine shamefully. All they use is bad oils. They could use butter, but they don't. They don't have anything with butter. First Watch talked about it a few weeks ago. This one, so they have three categories. They have a dine happily, a dine shamefully, but First Watch gets the other award, abandon any hope. That's pretty strong. Abandon any hope.
Jeez.
Well, I eat there, but I get the few things that are not requiring oils. So
water.
Water, unsweet tea.
A glass of ice. Like lemons.
And the thing is, in their recipe book, they list butter as their ingredients, and they don't. They use margarine.
Well, that's not true.
So it's just not fair. It's just not fair. I'm going to talk in the third segment today about something that comes back and forth, and I've never spoke about it, but the research is becoming more clear, and that is we have a method to decrease skin cancers by up to 52% of non-melanoma skin cancers. That means basal cell and squamous cells. And it isn't the hoax of suntan lotion protection that the traditional model is, has been promoting for 40 years, 50 right. years. In fact, half of those suntan lotions have now been removed because the nutrition industry spoke very strongly starting 20 years ago of the toxicity of many of these chemicals. They'll now, finally, the government has stepped up and removed a lot of those, not all, but this is a pill you will take. And this is why I really believe in it. Not only the research, I looked up PubMed today's 782 studies on this. Secondly, I had a basal cell carcinoma on my nose when I was married. It was about 30 years ago. When you have one skin cancer on your face, you generally will have a tendency to have many more. I've never had one more. I truly believe it's because I accidentally stumbled on the fact that I'm taking this one nutrient. I will tell you what that is in the third segment. How's that for teasing?
I love it. Good job. You let me know when I'm allowed to ask my one question.
Oh, I'm ready.
I want to ask you because it's popped up on my news feed. You know how you hit a button and all of a sudden it's in the algorithm that feeds you this stuff. And also, it's odd because I've had two other people ask me about this in the last couple of weeks, and I should have asked you last week. First, is hydrogen water a real thing? And two, does it help? What does it do?
Hydrogen water is a real thing. Is alkaline water a real thing? Actually, alkaline water is healthy, but there's no science. They cannot create any science to back up that it's really helping us.
Okay.
I like drinking it. I think it makes me feel better, but there's no science. There is science to hydrogen water. And hydrogen, it's a molecule, and that you can buy machines that make it. You can buy it prepackaged, or you can buy tablets that we sell that you drop into water and you drink it.
What does it do?
It truly invigorates the mitochondrial function, which is the machine within us that runs all processes, healing, energy, functionality. And Dr. Mercola is humongously backing it. And he actually sells a pill that you drop one or two into water. Does not taste good. I will be honest with you. And you do have to drink it within 2 to 4 minutes. Once you make it, or it will bubble off into the atmosphere.
So if you're getting the tablets and you got to do it that way, how can you buy it bottled?
The bottle, once you open it, you'd have to drink it within about four or five minutes.
Does it taste bad too?
No. The water prepackaged does not taste bad.
Do you believe it's as effective?
Yeah. No, I have questions because I tend to think because the other tastes so bad, I feel like I'm getting more parts per million of hydrogen because they actually list how many parts per million you get off the tablets.
No.
I don't see the packages listing that.
Okay. Well,
and
I'm
curious. Not sure the stability of those hydrogens when they are packaged. I know we know when they're packaged, it's fine, but it has such a tendency to bubble off. I have used it off and on. It was sometimes during the COVID, it was part of a protocol.
Okay.
I'm hugely invested in that being
an
option.
I'm going to come get some tablets tomorrow.
Yep. It sounds like a plan.
Yep. That I thought was there. I'll cut this up and send it to my friends.
Yep. All right, my friend. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have an interesting, totally mind-blowing story about chickens.
Meat birds.
Meat birds. Yeah. That's a good nickname. You're the meat bird. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Let's talk Chattanooga real estate. I'm Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Join me for a podcast dedicated to buying, owning, and selling a home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. Through expert interviews and real-life experience, we'll cover tips, advice, and resources for everything in your home ownership and home selling journey. The podcast is called Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. Catch our weekly episode of Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate on your favorite podcast app.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner co-host Clint Powell, and have a most interesting conversation that I heard this story from my daughter actually about 6 months ago, and we have Christy that actually has been with me for many, many years. Welcome, Christy, to Vital Health Radio.
Thank you for having me.
I normally don't jump in right this early.
No, you don't.
But I'm just going to preface the whole conversation, okay, and I will retreat like Bart Simpson into the bushes. I was told that this is going to be a conversation. I've done 3,000 episodes of podcasts, that I've never had a conversation like this about a special kind of farm animal. Right?
In a bigger context, yeah, that is about,
okay,
right.
Okay, well, I'll let you set it up.
Let me preface it.
Okay, please.
You know, the traditional medical model that gives advice as to how are we healthy, what do we do about poor health, is always based in research. You know, double-blind studies that prove this or prove that. And I love Mary Oliver, the poet. She has a great poem that says, "What wretchedness to believe only in what can be proven." But there's a whole ton of things in our life that can't be proven that are very important for our best health, for producing. Look at that expression.
Look at your guest. She is smart. I've never seen a guest ready for a conversation. I'm sorry. Right.
She's got the guns loaded.
She is like this. I interrupted your go for it. I'm sorry.
So,
I'm turning.
When we have things in our life that produce superior health, you can't always prove them. And people who live in the black and white world of proof run from most of the time, not all the time. Well, we have a story of how do we produce foods that are actually the most, have the most ability to support us as our optimal health. It isn't through better chemistry through living. It is not through the big fancy commercials that make you think that today's foods are the finest it's ever been. No, there are parts to this puzzle of growing up, being with animals, that are not ever talked about. Christy has a great little, basically a little farm, I guess, and her story about her chickens compared to the neighbor's chickens just blew me away, because it shows you some of the invisible stuff that American Indians probably thought of these things, not with words, but with other concepts. And I think other cultures have too. We have lost that in this country. So Christy, again, I've used up 2 minutes and 40 seconds rambling myself, but you are a amazing person at Nutrition World, because you have a belief system that wants to empower everyone with the healthiest foods grown the correct way without chemicals. And you certainly are a living example. But I want to hear, and I want people to hear, about your chickens and what happened to them when something else happened to
this
them.
This better be. I'm telling you, this better be Bigfoot, UFOs, and unicorns. So I don't know what you're doing with, I don't know how you're growing those chickens up there, but I got to hear this.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, you don't know how she's
growing. That's right. Let's do it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start with I'm a city girl.
Yep.
I'm a city girl through and through with a dream of having property.
Okay.
The dream came true about a year ago. In this dream, I saw myself raising a portion of the food I consume, as much as I could. So my neighbors were getting their first batch of meat birds. So there's a different type of chicken. You have your laying hens, chickens, and then you have your meat birds.
Okay.
So they were getting a batch of meat birds. So we went in on getting double the amount.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the meat birds from the same hatchery. We got them at the same time. My neighbor picks them up, and we just split them. I just grabbed my 50. He had his 50, uh-huh. Took my 50 to our little homestead. And that's where, and we fed them the same. And they also use filtered water. I filter and structure all the water that all my animals get, everything we get. It's no chemicals, nothing. I'm over the top. Ed knows about all of it. So if I'm going to consume it, I want to make sure that what they're consuming, I have a handle on. So we get these little birds, my first time doing anything like this, and they're all cute. Then they're not, but that's besides the point.
That's kind of like Clint. He was cute when he was young, and then he was not.
Do you know how proud he is that he threw that jab in?
Ooh,
but continue on. You felt that was
I'm
really
like,
good.
I'm like Muhammad Ali.
2 years ago, you wouldn't have done that. Way to go, sir. I've trained you well. All right, so now you've got these ugly chickens.
Well, they're very chirpy and cute when they
right?
start out, but
okay.
then they grow up. But during the growing process, I kind of backed away. And my husband went full forward on loving these chickens. We had three phases. They started out in galvanized tubs when they were under lights, and then they went into a glass house, and then they go into chicken tractors on the field.
Okay.
So that we move them around, they get different grass space. He gets into the nasty chicken tractor with them, changes their water, their food, loves on them, picks them up, talks to them, just would you to them. And I'm just standing outside that thing like, could we move? I mean, the smell, I'm like, oh. So it comes to processing time. We process these chickens. My husband does not do the processing because these are his pets.
Right.
So my neighbor comes over at this tractor with a box to put our meat birds in because he has all the equipment over on his property to process the chicken. So he sees that our chicken tractor is elongated, and he said, oh, this is going to be interesting. Do you have a stick or something to get him to go forward to the door? I said, just open the door. They're going to come to you. He goes, the chickens are going to come to me? And I said, open the door. And he opened the door, and they just start walking to him.
Okay.
He's like, I have never seen a chicken. I said, my husband goes in here three times a day. He loves these chickens. They're going to come to you like pets. So they each, one by one, walk to him, and he's picking them up. He's like, these chickens are like 2 pounds heavier than my chickens.
Mm.
So we load up the chickens, and we weigh them, as you know, and all of my chickens, because of the love my husband gave to them, were over 2 pounds more in weight than my neighbor's chickens. We got them at the same time.
Same feed.
Same feed, same water, was the love.
Bingo, bam. Is that not something?
Wow.
That is a wow. And I had some of her chicken Chaz and Katie had fixed. Unbelievable taste. Not sure about taste compared to your neighbor's, but 2 pounds is like maybe what percent bigger is that?
Yeah, how much is that? How much is
all of their chickens were 6 to 7 pounds. Ours were 8 and 9 pounds.
That is humongous percentage.
Our chickens look like a turkey.
And so there were you had 50.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you okay with me asking just a kind of process question? Do you harvest all at once? Are they all ready to be, air quote, processed at the same time? Or do you a few as needed?
No, we do. You have to process them. They're not birds that can live a long
life. Okay, see, I didn't know. Okay.
They're going to eventually. Meat birds are only meant to live a certain amount of time.
Gotcha.
So we process within 3 days. You know.
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
Well, you said within 3 days of...
Like, we'll do 15, yeah. 20, you know, so how long, they're all ready.
Yeah, how long do you have them? How long does it take the meat birds, which is just, I've always just called them chickens, to hear actually somebody that raises chickens to call them meat birds.
That is
weird.
Interesting.
But how long from the time they were in the little tubs to the time they're ready to process and harvest is it? Is it a 6 months, a year?
No, it's under 3 months.
Okay, wow.
Because they're designed to be a quick bird. Now, if you were going commercial, they would take these birds, this type of bird, and they would have them in the packages and in your store under 20 days.
Under 20 days.
So, and how much do you, and you may not know because you're kind of new to this world, but how much, if they were going to do a commercial processing, right, like a big company, what do their average birds weigh? And what's the difference? When you say you're feeding them the same things, I'm assuming because I know you a little bit of your holistic approach, what's the difference in the feeds that you're giving them versus the big companies?
Well, mine's an all-organic, no corn, no soy feed.
Okay.
And that means no glyphosate, mostly no glyphosate, which is Roundup, which is killing most of us, and it's on every food that's fed commercially has glyphosate in it. That means we're eating it.
In most commercial... companies want the breast to be huge.
Right.
Because that's the most expensive meat on the market is to go and get a package of chicken breast. So they want those to be...
But in order for them to get them from point A to point B faster than you do, they have to be giving them stuff that's not organic, right? They got to be giving
They're injecting them.
Thank you. With steroids.
Steroids and antibiotics?
Yes.
I think both of those.
Because they're packed in...
Yes. There's no room to move.
They have to give them antibiotics or disease would spread because they're packed into such enclosed.
I have to ask you a personal question. Sorry. Okay. Did your husband name any of them? Did he have pets?
No, he refused to do that.
Good.
But that I did.
Oh. No.
Barbecue. Alfredo.
That's good.
Kebab.
Yeah.
Kebab. Okay.
Now we could, me and you are on the same page. Yes, I will give them those names.
To boil this down, is that not amazing that we couldn't even think that affection, caring, and love would create an outcome that of this vast increase. And you know it's healthy increases. This was not artificially done. Love is not artificial. And, you know, wild animals, that's as close as you could get to this, even though they don't have the human affection. They have the affection of nature, and they have peace and calmness that they're not getting on commercial farms. And the concentrated animal feeding operations, which is CAFO, is how 98% of all chickens are raised. And, you know, I remember 25 years ago, in the middle of winter, and it was 17 degrees, I was going down the interstate, and, of course, we have so many chicken farms, and, of course, they had the big semi with all the chickens. And I took a photo of it, and this was way before the internet got popular. I posted it, the cruelty of this, and I had more replies than I probably took me 10 years to get another post that equaled that.
Think about this, though, into what you're doing. This is kind of how, I'm not saying that the farmers 150 years ago were loving the chicken as far as giving, but they were part of their daily routine.
Yes.
They were free roaming, you know, they weren't cramped in. It's kind of what you're doing. Even though you've got the moving thing, it was probably more like it should be and has been when things were healthier.
It's my belief that we're so far removed from our food system.
That's exactly the perfect statement. Christy, before we run out of time, you also have been in charge of connecting us with all the farmers at Nutrition World, where we carry the beef, the eggs, the other things. Tell, you know, how many different farmers do we have? You know more about this than I do, actually.
We partner with 4 different local farms.
Yes.
And Farmer Bert, who does all of our vegetables, some of our eggs, and chicken, I work shared out at his farm for several years. And that's where I was like, this is how it's supposed to be done.
He knows how to do it, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And he comes to the store every Saturday and sets up outside when he has food. Have you seen him?
Yeah, I have. And, you know, I was just smiling because you know what it reminds me of? I grew up with my grandfather, and every weekend we went to the farmer's market downtown.
Yeah. On 11th Street.
Absolutely. He had that big scale at the end of one thing where I would always try to weigh myself. You know, like, oh, you're 50 pounds. You know, that's where we went and got all our stuff.
Uh-huh.
He would go down through there with a big basket and pick out stuff, him and my grandmother.
That's
and I would
how
be
it's
able to do it.
To be.
And it was so cool. Yeah.
How it's supposed to be.
That's right.
I just love your commitment, Christy, the addition that Nutrition World's had. We wouldn't be where we are today without the impact that you've had with the decision making over the many years of connecting us, because we don't have those connections because, you know, we're too busy running the mechanical part and doing learning and helping with nutrient and supplementation. But I've always said, and Katie and I both totally agree, we will never change the concept of Nutrition World to be either just a pill store, never, because it takes good quality foods. And because we know that it's hard to trust most of what's out on the market, we can't trust because you don't have any transparency about the food, the water, the antibiotics, the chemicals. But when you get to know the farmers, we do. And you get to know them very, very well. So thank you for taking time out of your schedule to
Absolutely.
Come to Vital Health Radio.
Thank you.
All right.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was an awesome story.
Absolutely.
Kind of makes a little tear roll down Clint's eye. I see
my
it.
Ugly eye, according to Ed. My ugly chicken eye.
Hey, it's time to take a break. When we come back, a lot of different notes I have compiled to empower you for defending yourself against the momentum of disaster health that is being propagated throughout the medical community. Sometimes not. Sometimes in acute situations, unbelievable to help us save our lives. But the general advice as far as health, food, and nutrition is greatly lacking. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I am Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today. Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. Broadcasting from the Optimize You studio, I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner, Clint Powell. Mm-hmm. Tell people about your podcast and how they can access this, because this is a radio show slash podcast.
Yeah, so you can find, let me do my part real briefly. I put all of my podcasts, along with a lot of other podcasts, including your library one, the Holistic Navigator. I've put probably 15 podcast links on one place, Nooga. podcast.com, N-O-O-G-A podcast, which is plural.com. I've got one about politics, one about crime, the Constitution, health, which is this one, relationships, divorce, business, you name it. We have a podcast on there. And I say we, it's some of my own, quite a few of them, but a lot of them, Adventure in the Outdoors, a lot of them are just friends. This podcast can actually be found every Tuesday. Favorite podcast platform, just look for Vital Health Radio Download, Spotify, Apple, you can find it. And there you go. We're killing it over here.
Now, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Now, I know you got stuff to do.
I do, but
so say it.
But
you're good. But if we have time,
we are going to.
And if
time.
Not, I'll be doing next week.
No, I'm going to pull. You're going to pull stuff out of the bag from Nutrition World that I have not seen.
Yep. I just left there.
And we're going to give a little summary on the cuff of why I think it's important. Or if I didn't think it was important, I'll tell the truth.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I want to. We've got to make sure you put in your calendar October 26th for the health fair at Nutrition World. It is going to be outstanding and amazing. And before he gets started, I got one study because I have a free gift for Clint Powell here.
Oh, damn.
And this study talked about, there's a company called Mammovation, and they tested 39 dental floss products for what we call forever chemicals, PFAS, and found in 33% of them had very high levels of this very bad chemical. And Oral-B Glide had the highest concentration. Oral-B. I mean, it looks so pure at the drugstore, the beautiful blue packaging. And these chemicals have been linked to so many different diseases, like reduced immunity, is number one, increased allergies, metabolic diseases, cardiovascular problems. Is your flossing of your teeth with this going to cause it? No, but when you floss with teeth and you use saran wrap and you drink the water and you do this, it's all cumulative. If you can cut things out that cost you no more effort, why would you not do it? So where are you going to find floss that does not have that? Bingo, Nutrition World. Guess what? Do you floss your teeth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you brush your teeth too? Okay.
I floss.
I know Eastridge is a different country, and I just want to make sure you guys and girls have floss.
We just kill animals and eat meat raw, but sure, go ahead.
But that cleans the bones when you do that bone thing like dogs.
Yep.
But this is Dr. Tongue's activated charcoal floss. I use it. It's lemongrass flavor, which is really interesting, but you won't believe how good that is.
I'm going to try it tonight.
Yes. I can never go back to the old flosses, even if the others didn't have bad stuff. That works so much better for my beautiful teeth.
Wow. Okay. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Thanks for smiling. It's awkward. is that the thing you were going to share in the first? Okay.
Well, I'm going to get to what's going to prevent skin cancer.
Okay. Yeah.
I cannot forget that.
All right. There's the bag.
Ooh, big bag. I love it.
All right. Here we go.
Oh, gut ion support in this little brown bottle, and it's liquid. Absolute in my first list of people who are not were optimally healthy, we have to stop what we talked about with Christy, glyphosate, which is Roundup, which is an antibiotic. Yep. It's on all your foods. The only way you can block it is through this liquid called gut ion. It comes from the soil called humic soil. You take one teaspoon twice a day. It can be truly life-changing as far as long-term health. Dr. Mm-hmm. Zach Bush, if you look up on YouTube, Dr. Zach Bush and humic soil, he will give you the whole education. I have seen people with chronic issues gut-wise, immune system-wise, that this can turn the corner for them. What's right. next?
Now, I don't know. If you don't want to talk about it, you don't have to, but...
That's a Viagra bottle. Oh, I know. I'm sorry.
I like how you did that. It's not.
No, it's called NitroVasc Boost by Life Extension.
Is that and I take this because I always heard it's good for my heart.
Well,
and it's good for blood flow.
Nitric oxide relaxes arteries.
Yep.
So as we age, we have more constrictive arteries.
Yep.
And before workouts, recovery, sometimes it helps in the bedroom, sometimes not. Sometimes in blood pressure.
Well, here's one more, and then if we got time, we'll do this last one, but...
Oh, the king daddy of any capsulated is magnesium.
Yep, there we go.
300 parts to the system that we have as a human body have to have magnesium to be activated. No other nutrient has 300. If you want to know about that, you can Google The Holistic Navigator, magnesium, and I spoke on that. And it also helps regularity, helps to keep muscle cramps down, helps to perhaps help you sleep a little better at night because it prevents constrictiveness. I think it's going to... probably delay cardiovascular disease by several years.
Wow.
Bang, bang. Because it keeps calcium from solidifying into plaque. That's how it works.
Let's see what else we have in Clint's Bag of Health.
Okay, pop it over.
Clint's Bag of Health, brought to you by During the Break Podcast.
This was scary. Oh, no.
No, this is an easy one.
This is what I live on.
This is an easy one right here.
This one product has transformed me into the Tarzan that I am at 67.
There we go. Hell yeah.
Because Adam, my coach at Nutrition World, I've always been pretty fit. You're quite fit, too. You have a great self-discipline to be in the gym, hit the heavy bag. But I was always thin fit. And I'm still thin. I'm not saying I'm not. But Adam kept saying, Ed, you are not consuming enough protein. Well, Dr. Tia, once I started really connecting with his literature and all the published research and the things that he taught under on his book Outlive and on his daily videos I watch every single day, the key is 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight for cognitive function, maintaining muscle as we age. Losing muscle as we age is a big mortality increaser.
Yep.
There's no doubt. Once I went to 1 gram, it changed my whole physical presence in the gym. It just did. I don't get sore anymore. I don't have any pains anymore. I recover. And it takes me, I'd have to drink 2 of those drinks a day. And I do actually 2 scoops with breakfast. I do one at 1 o'clock because I wanted 50 grams in the morning. That way I can make my 180 grams by the end of the day. But Blue Bonnet is one of the most pure companies there is because their cows are not given any of those antibodies. Kind of like Christie's chickens.
The chickens. Yeah, yeah.
So, thank you.
That was excellent. I thought it was pretty good.
Talked about skin cancer. Again, non-melanoma skin cancer, which is squamous cell and basal cell, is been known and now verified with more and more research. Nothing is absolute, but it's so strong leading. Why would you not do this? Because, one, it's inexpensive. 2, it's easy. It's niacinamide. What is niacinamide? It's a cousin to niacin. We don't want niacin. Niacin doesn't work for the skin cancer lessening. It also flushes you. It does work for some cholesterol management. But niacinamide is easy to take. You take between 100 and 500 milligrams twice a day, no more than that. And it has been shown up to 52% reduction in non-melanoma. The minimum it showed was 13% in some studies. So, you know, where's the truth? It depends on the person. It does. Again, I'll repeat, I never use suntan lotion unless I'm in the sun more than 2.5 hours on the beach, which is only once a year. I do suntan beds twice a week because, one, it makes me feel better. So what that I'm getting a little bit of skin damage, I'm willing to do that. And I just feel better in the gym when I have a little bit of tan. And like my TikTok video that I did, it said when I said I have joined the LGN club. Remember that? I did this TikTok video. I got 13 million views, and I said, I have now gone to the other side. I am now part of the LGN. I'm trying to remember.
Live good.
Look good naked club.
Oh, okay.
So that's the reason I work out. There was the whole video. Why do people work out? I said the LGN club is because you want to look good naked.
Okay.
And you know what? You look better naked if you got a tan.
You know what feels more naked than being naked?
What?
Being naked with tennis shoes on. That feels more naked. Think about that. How weird would that be if you put on tennis shoes and just walk around your house naked? You'd feel like, okay, I'm a psychopath.
Hey, you know what? The reason you said that means you've done that.
I cannot confirm or deny of any freaky stuff that I may do walking around cooking my eggs at the house. That's nobody's business.
Oh.
That's nobody's business. But yeah, that's
I can't even, just entertaining the thought of you in your size 12 tennis shoes with no clothes on is really bad.
We're just going to keep going to other stuff. You were just doing the whole skin cancer thing. Let's go back to being real professionals.
Well, since it is easier to check skin cancer if you're naked.
Well, then we're not going to go that forward. Okay. Cool. Right. We're going to live in the past. Way to go. We need to become unburdened what we have been, Ed, and move on to what we can be.
Thank you, Coach.
Yes.
All right. Put me back in the game.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I go off and probably once a month I talk about EMS, phones, all these excessive exposures are what cause the problem. Again, it's not that 30 minutes a day. It's that 2-3 hours a day. I love this study. This is a groundbreaking study, actually a game changer study. A controlled study found that cell phone radiation, which is EMFs, causes acute cell death and disrupted cell division in the cheek cells with a 57% increase in cell death indicators after high exposure. Now, high exposure is 1,000 cumulative hours. Increase the tumor risk by 60% with risk rising after 10 years of use. Of course, it's not going to hurt anybody in 1 year, 5 years. But if you talk about 1,000 hours, heck, we know a lot of people on the phone 2 to 3 hours a day.
I wonder if that affects your jawbone and your gums and your teeth, too.
Saying? It would have to affect the gums, but I don't know about the bones.
Oh, the teeth. They're not. Back to you.
No. And this was, they were very concerning, and it did not cause chromosomal damage, what that was observed, but there were clear indicators of cell death and disrupted cell division from the cell phone exposure in the cheeks, and that's pretty scary. So what do we do about that?
Yes.
One is, again, it's just like the floss. It's the floss theory. I'm going to start calling it the floss theory because not one thing's going to make one daggum bit of difference. It's when you do 5 and 6 and 10 things over a period of time. Drink clean water. Is that really hard? Well, you have to buy a water filter, but it's just the same water. It actually tastes better. It's easy. It doesn't cost that much. Then you eliminate your bad floss, and then you don't use saran wrap, and you don't wear panties like, you know, synthetic panties like.
Wow.
Clint does.
We were doing so good being professional.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Jeez almighty.
You have to wear cotton. That's all. Just go to cotton panties.
Okay.
I'm in underwear, Clint.
You say what you want to. I'm very secure, Ed. It doesn't bother me a bit.
So what do we do? Well, if you want to step it up to the bigger level, you do what I do sometimes. I go in before I go to bed and I click my router off. Your router is a cell phone tower. So the thing about exposure to EMFs is we need a period of time for rebalancing.
Not. Yeah.
We can't get it 24 hours a day, but we can get it 12.
But this is, back to what we always say. It's also the importance of having time where you're just not connected to anything but you and the outside.
Yes.
Or you in silence. And usually if you go outside, sit on the front porch, or you just go out in the woods and walk a little bit every week or something. I know it's not exactly perfect, but those moments, if cumulative can help you go down the bad path, it can also help rebuild
Bingo.
To the good path.
Yes. Yeah. The thing is that unhealthy options and foods are far more damaging than the benefit of healthy
and
things.
And it's so easy. It's so easy to find the bad food and just sit and talk on the phone all day. It's difficult. It takes time to do.
Sure does. The U.S. medicine is now considered one of the worst examples of medicine in the world. 2023, the U.S. healthcare spending rose to $4.8 trillion, but is fraught with failures, including the epidemic of chronic diseases. Prescription drug use is at record levels, with 6.3 billion prescriptions filled annually. This works out to 19 prescriptions for every American every year. 19. That means that since I only take a couple, then that means somebody's taking 40.
That's right. Does. Yeah.
Meanwhile, this has blew me away. 1 in 8 adults has taken Ozempic or another type of one of these glucagon-like peptide to lose weight already.
Wow.
That is You know, it's all about ease. This country loves to push buttons and have it as easy as possible. And most things, if we think about most of the things in our younger life, when did easy really work? When did easy not cause more problems in the long run and only helped in the short run? Most of the time, not always.
I think it's the where it all started for us is the car and microwaves. That was the downfall of society.
Boy, microwave did shift.
Do you remember your first microwave?
I do. It weighed about 400 pounds.
Yeah, it was the size of a TV, but it only would fit a small, the window was this big and the thing weighed. You had to get help carrying it inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probiotic called Acromantia, I've done a lot of studies on that, is modest to the Ozempic. So those of us who I want to maintain the best insulin, the best weight loss, the best this, I don't want any drugs. I don't want anything that's going to come back to bite me. And Acromantia can make most people lose about 5 pounds in about 2 months using that. And it's working on the same principle as the Ozempic drugs.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
Good stuff. Yeah.
I've got a lot of stuff to cover, and I only have never get close to figuring out how to finish it all, and I hope I never do.
That's right.
Because I love, you know, coming across this. I study every morning for about 40 minutes, and I just keep piling things into my notes in the cell phone and into the little brain that I have, and sometimes I can actually recall most of it.
Good for you.
All right, it is time to take a break. When we come back, got to cover a couple more notes, that plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Rock 105, your home for racing talk radio, presented by Optimize You. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and some other craziness. They'll break it all down and cover it all each week. Tune in to Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones, back with my partner, Clint Powell, and Clint's got some words today.
Well, it's not words of wisdom, but in the absence of you having something actually, you know, kind of right there at the top of your brain, I had a conversation in the parking lot with a friend of mine, and I said this might be good for the soul of America. He owns a local trucking company, and let's just give him a shout out. It's Tranco Logistics. My buddies Bruce and Byron Trantham, and they were doing a with another radio station, and they were doing a drive for trailers for the hurricane relief. Mm-hmm. And they were going to take them up. So they've got five big trailers, and they're taking them up to because they own a trucking company, right? So we're just talking about what's going on the ground, and we're sharing stories on politics and how's FEMA doing and all this. And he just started talking about, man, he goes, you would not believe how many civilian helicopters people are flying in from everywhere, because the military helicopters and the police helicopters are so big they can't get into these smaller gullies and valleys, and they're coming in from everywhere. And then that's prompted the conversation of how it's a horrible thing around tragedy. My sister lost her house in a tornado. You've had this. But he goes, man, you've got people up there who are gay and straight, who are black and white, Republicans and Democrats, Christians and atheists, rich and poor, tall and short. And there's not one person saying, hey, don't go help them. They got a hair. They had a, they're voting for Harris, or they're voting for Trump, or don't go do that. They have a stance of they're taking chainsaws and they're gathering their food and dividing it and helping families. They're helping change the diapers of babies. They're hauling stuff in on mules.
Love that.
And it just, the heart, sometimes it's good to hear amongst all the BS out there on the how divided we are, that the American spirit is based off not the government coming. I'm not saying the government's not important. We do need their help sometimes. And the government's, FEMA's going to step in and help. But the first people there are always the people, the Americans' neighbors next to you. And not one of them are asking who they vote for. And I thought that was a good reflection on who we really are. And if we remember that, it may help us talk nicer to people rather than condemn them from disagreeing.
That is such good a point, because we all remember 9/11, how we all came together. It may have only been 6 months worth, but there was not a black and white,
no,
and a up and a down,
Republican
and a right and a left.
Democrat. No,
we were hanging together. And you know what? That spirit is not going to disappear in this country in
not.
Our lifetime.
It is not.
And despite all the politics. And of course, the month before an election, it seems the pressure keeps building, and more separation happens. But we are in the most amazing country of the world.
Well,
there is no
and doubt. It doesn't mean there's not right and wrongs. It doesn't mean that policy does not important. Some policies are better. Some cultures are better. I'm not saying any of that can't be true. Mm-hmm. But when it hits the fan, the people that come running with the flashlights and the chainsaws and the bag of food and pulling me out of someplace never is going, hey, by the way, real quick before I help,
yeah,
who are you voting for? That it's not happened once.
Oh, yes.
So I thought it was just a good reflection on our spirit.
And what a reflection also to understand how quickly life can turn us upside down. That was not expected, especially the way it hit that town in that mountainous region. I don't know of another worst location.
Oh, it's happened. It's northeast Tennessee. It's Georgia, North Carolina. Of course, Florida got hit, but Florida's so used to being hammered, everybody kind of forgets that they're struggling too. And Ron DeSantis is handling that great. But it goes back to, I always use the my point of reference since the tornado came through is what happened over the Holly Hills area and that Appison area. We saw the exact same thing there, and this is just on a much bigger scale.
And we always will see that in a moment of crisis. Well, my words of wisdom are that they did a study where they polled 1,000 men and found that they spent a total of 7 hours a year in the bathroom just to get away from other things in their life. So how about you, Clint? Hmm. That's 7 years, 7 hours a year going to the bathroom. I've done it. I do it now. Hmm. I want some peace and quiet for just a minute.
Or just stay a little longer when you hear the chaos.
Stay a little longer.
So I just want to just compliment you on how good you are as a radio professional from juxtaposing the I almost thought you were going to come, you know, go get an American flag, wave it, and let's start singing, let's stand up, sing the Star Spangled Banner together. And
it's important to have facts, Clint.
I pledge a lead. Nope, we went straight into, you know, people sit on toilets to get away from human beings. Okay, all right, cool.
Well, except unless they have unless they're having trouble.
Unless their toilet's gone.
Unless the house
has been taken away.
Then
then I'm like, hey, you know what? You come over here. You're an American. Come over and use my bathroom to get away from people.
Bingo.
That's how good we are.
Hey, look how great you are to turn that back around.
Absolutely.
Just patriotic.
I don't know if it's words of wisdom.
You
it's
saved
words of
me.
Yeah,
Ooh.
It's some words. But no, that's true. I've hidden, especially in the holidays sometimes. You've had enough of that drunk uncle at Thanksgiving. And you're like, you know what? That bathroom ain't that bad. We'll hang out in here for a minute.
That's
scroll
right.
on Facebook for an hour.
My dad used to, and that was in the 60s. So, you know.
Well, that's you take your newspaper magazine.
That's right.
And your legs go numb. Like, it's time to get all. It's time to, I guess, go out there and engage with human beings again.
Boy, look who's rolling with it now. All right, brother. That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Vital Health Radio Download. Also, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com. And I want to thank Katie, I want to thank Scott, and all the people at Nutrition World for their devotion to the success of Nutrition World, which is going to keep us here for another 40 plus years because they are rocking and rolling with my 37 amazing staff members. And I want to thank Clint because he's part of the advisory team for Nutrition World that really helps us to stay focused and work through some of the ups and downs.
I just want to say one thing before you wrap it up.
Yep.
If you go by Nutrition World and you can't find Ed, ask him to go check the bathroom.
Knock, knock. All right. We thank you for listening. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and have a healthy, safe day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.